感谢主耶稣，我们下午继续来聚集敬拜神。
And we thank the Lord Jesus that this afternoon we gather together to continue to worship God.
我们知道我们每个礼拜都会来教会聚会。
We know that every week we come to church for service.
那我们聚会有两个目的。
And there are two purposes of why we come to church for service.
第一个我们都说要来敬拜神。
Firstly is to come to worship God.
因为我们要来这里聆听神的话语。
Because we come here to listen to the words of God.
我们在这里要向神祷告。
And here, over here, we pray to God.
我们也唱诗赞美神。
We also sing hymns to praise God.
而这些都是我们的敬拜神，我们所做的活动。
And all these are part of the activities that we do for worship.
所以我们来聚会，第一个目的就是要敬拜。
So when we come to service, the first purpose is to worship God.
但是还有第二个目的。
However, there's also a second purpose.
我们就是聚会完后，我们还有弟兄姐妹的交通。
After service, we have communication between brothers and sisters.
而这也是我们留在教会聚会完后要留在教会的一个原因。
And this is one of the reasons why we stay at church after services.
有的人不愿意跟弟兄姐妹交通。
Some people, they're unwilling to communicate with brothers and sisters.
所以他们都一点半聚会，他们很准时来。
So when the services are 1:30 p.m., they come right on time.
然后两点半聚会结束，他们准时就离开了。
And after the service concludes at 2:30 p.m., they quickly leave at that time.
他们说我们只来敬拜神。
So they say to themselves that they come just to worship God.
我们不要跟弟兄姐妹交通。
And that we do not need to communicate with brothers and sisters.
因为我讨厌某一个人。
Because I do not like certain people.
可是这样的讨厌一个人就把整个教会的其他姐妹弟兄姐妹都不要交通了吗？
But is it reasonable that just because we do not really like someone that we no longer want to communicate with the rest of the brothers and sisters?
这个又好像太可惜了。
And this seems a bit pitiful.
好像只有一个人就让你影响到全体都好像都不能够交通了吗？
Just because of one person that stops you from communicating with the rest of the body.
还有很多其他的很可爱的弟兄姐妹
However, there are still many adorable brothers and sisters.
那为什么你因为一个人然后就不要跟其他人交通呢？
So why is it that because of one person you no longer want to communicate with anyone else?
这样的就没有达到第二个目的了。
And so because of this, then we do not reach the second purpose.
我们知道主耶稣为我们成全的救恩是十字架的救恩。
You know that the Lord Jesus fulfilled for us the salvation through the cross.
而这个十字架是两条线合在一起的。
And two crosses, the crosses is a connection of two lines.
一个是横的这条线。
One is the vertical line.
一个是横的这条线。
And the other is a horizontal line.
而直的这条线就是我们人和神之间的这样的敬拜。
The vertical line represents the worship from man towards God.
而横的这条线就是人跟人的交通。
And the horizontal line represents the communication between man and man.
因此我们今天来教会聚会来敬拜神，也要跟人交通，这才是一个十字架的一个完整的道理。
So today when we come to the church, not only do we worship God, but we also communicate with others, and that will complete the salvation of the cross.
因为我们来聚会当然是一定要敬拜神。
Because when we come to service, of course we come here to worship God.
我们要得到神的爱。
And we also want to receive the love of God.
神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
可是我们还要再上第二条，就是我们要去爱弟兄姐妹。
But the second commandment is that we need to love our brothers and sisters.
这是主耶稣给我们一条新的命令。
And this is the new commandment which the Lord Jesus has given us.
主耶稣说我如何爱你们，你们要如何彼此相爱。
And the Lord Jesus told us that how he has loved us, he wants us to love others in the same way.
那也因为这样的彼此相爱，人就认出我们是主耶稣的门徒。
And because we love one another in this way, therefore people will recognize and see that we are the disciples of Jesus.
所以这个基督徒这两个特征都也很重要。
So, as a Christian, we need these two factors.
这两个特征，第一个就是敬拜神的特征。
Firstly, we need to have the purpose of worshiping God.
我们敬畏神。
We fear God.
我们不敢做恶事来得罪神。
We dare not do evil to sin against God.
那我们来教会参加各样的敬拜。
And when we come to church, we attend various worship activities.
第二个，我们一定要彼此相爱。
And secondly, we need to love one another.
我们要彼
此交通。We need to communicate with one another.
啊，这就是约翰啊所说的，我们要爱那个看得见的弟兄姐妹，才能说我是爱那个看不见的神。
So this is as John has said that we only when we can love the brothers and sisters that we can see will we be able to love the God whom we cannot see.
啊，所以呢，这个是两个一定要连在一起的，不能够拆开的。
So these two things are connected and cannot be separated.
不能说啊我。不能爱那个看得见的弟兄，那我只爱那个看不见的神。
We cannot say that we love the brothers and sisters whom we can see, but we do not love them, and we only love God whom we cannot see.
可是这个是违背主耶稣的道理的。
And in fact, this is against the teachings of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣的道理是叫人要彼此相爱啊，它是十字架的完整的道理啊。
Because the teachings of the Lord Jesus is that we need to love one another to complete the teachings and fulfillment of the cross.
所以我们现在就来查考这个不可停止聚会，这个聚会包括这两个目的。
And so today we're going to study the topic on to never cease attending services, and this includes these two purposes.
我们看希伯来书第十章。
Let's refer to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25.
希伯来书第十章二十五节
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25
你们不可停止聚会好像那些停止惯了的人倒要彼此劝勉既知道那日子临近就更当如此
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some but exhorting one another and so much the more as you see the day approaching
这里说不可停止聚会
So here tells us never to cease attending services or assembling
同样的我们是说不可停止那两个聚会的目的
So in other words we're trying to say that we should not stop the two purposes of why we come to church
第一个是敬拜神第二个就是与弟兄姐妹的交通
Firstly is to worship God and secondly is to communicate with brothers and sisters
因为有些人停止惯了的那就很危险了
Because if some who are used to it then this is very dangerous
聚会呢会成为一个好习惯
Coming to services becomes a good habit
但是如果不聚会呢也会成为另外一个坏习惯
However, if we stop coming to services, then that becomes a bad habit.
而这个习惯呢是人的第二个天性
And this habit is the second nature of human beings.
因此我们呢生活上会有很多的习惯
Because in our life, we have lots of practices and habits.
我们每天在做一件事情我们那个事情会成为一个习惯
Every day when we do something, that thing will become our habit.
像我们每天睡觉前要刷牙
For example, every day we sleep, we wake up, we brush our teeth
如果有一天我不刷牙我那天就睡不着觉
If one day I do not brush my teeth, then I cannot fall asleep that day
因为牙医师说要晚上刷牙比早上刷牙更重要
Because the dentist said that to brush your teeth at night is more important than brushing your teeth in the morning
所以我每天晚上一定要刷牙才有办法睡觉
So every night I need to brush my teeth before I have to sleep
这是我一个刷牙的习惯
This is a practice or a habit that I have of brushing my teeth
那再来我有运动的习惯
And next I have the habit of exercise
我每天一定要去走路
Every day I need to go for a walk
要走一个小时
To go for one hour walk
或者是跑步跑半小时
Or to jog for half an hour
半小时所以如果不这样子运动我也会受不了
If I do not exercise this way then I cannot stand it
我的细胞会抗议
My cells will die
不是抗议啊没有带的
my cells will protest
抗议死掉都完蛋了还不死掉所以这个是一种习惯
So these are habits
这个习惯就成为你不做的话你会很不舒服的一定要做完你才会舒服了
And so these habits if I do not do them then it will make me feel very uncomfortable so I have to do them
所以我们从小老师一直跟我们要养成好习惯
So the teachers have told us since young that we need to have good habits
那同样的停止聚会的人也会成为另外一种习惯
And likewise for those who stop coming and cease coming to services this will become a bad habit
因为他不聚会了他已经习惯了那叫他要来聚会他反而我好不舒服叫我聚会我好难过这个真的一个难过的事情了
Because coming to service is good but when you tell them to come for service they feel that it's so difficult and they feel very sad then this is very bad
但是现在这样的人就很可怕了But 很危险
了 It is very dangerous for such people
因为已经停止习惯了将来聚会他反而不习惯他很难跨越这个坏习惯的很难改变这个坏习惯的
Because when they have the habit of not coming for service then it's very difficult for them to get rid of this habit
可是要怎么办呢
But then what should they do
还是要赶快明彼此劝勉了
We need to exhort one another
要彼此劝勉了因为那个日子临近了就是神的审判的日子已经快来了所以要赶快 劝勉，然后回来聚会，这样才能够接受未来那个日子的审判。
So exhort one another because the day is approaching. That means the judgment of God is approaching, and we need to exhort one another so that we can gather together and be able to face God when He comes.
因为我们不要在软弱的时候呢，主耶稣刚好来。
Because we do not want the Lord Jesus to come when we are in our weaknesses.
怎么不在我坚强时候来呢？为什么在我软弱的来呢？这个不能怪主耶稣，要怪我们自己啊。
And we question the Lord, why did you come during the time when I was weak? But this we can only blame ourselves.
啊，这个不是运气的问题。
This is not about your luck.
是我们真的要保持坚强，就不怕主耶稣什么时候来啊。
We need to maintain our strength, so that we are not afraid when the Lord Jesus will come again.
所以呢，我们先来谈啊，第一个还是要谈敬拜神的一个目的。
So firstly, let us discuss the purpose of worshiping God.
好，我们说敬拜神呢，有人说我每天在家里敬拜神。
Some people say, that when I worship God, I can worship God every day in my home.
没有错，我们每一个人都要敬拜神。
Of course, it is not wrong that everyone can worship God.
我一个人我就可以敬拜神。
And we ourselves alone can worship God.
我一个人就可以唱诗祷告啦。
And by ourselves, we can sing hymns and pray.
我一个人就可以读圣经了。
And by ourselves, we can read the Bible.
所以我一个人就可以敬拜神了。
So I alone can worship God.
这个是很重要的。
So this is very important.
我们每一个人自己单独的时候，也要能够敬拜神。
When we are alone by ourselves, we need to know how to worship God.
但是呢，我们除了个人自己敬拜神以外
，However, besides our own personal worship,
我们再来要有一个团体来敬拜神。
We need to have a communal worship.
那这个团体最少要两三个人嘛。
And when we are in this body and organization, we need to have at least 2 to 3 people.
我们看马太福音。
Let's refer to Matthew.
马太福音十八章
Gospel of Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章十九节二十节
Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 and 20.
十八章十九节
Chapter 18 verse 19.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么，我在天上的父必为他们成全。二十节
Verse 20.
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，在那里就有我就有我在他们中间了。
Verse 19, again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Verse 20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them.
所以这里说你们中间只要两个人同心合意的祷告。
So he says, as long as two or three among you pray in one accord,
跟两个人就是一种聚会啦。
Then such a gathering of two people is considered a service.
因为一起聚会啊，一起向神敬拜，能向神祷告。
Because in this service or in this assembly, they worship God together and they pray together.
那再来就两三个人啊，奉主的名聚会。
And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, two or three of them gather together for service.
主耶稣就在他们中间。
Then Jesus will be among them.
所以呢，我们刚讲到一个人要敬拜神。
So when you said that if for one person to worship God,
那神会跟我们同在。
Then God will abide with us.
神会帮助我。
God will help us.
但是再来要有两三个人一起来聚会。
But next we also need two or three people to gather for service.
那主耶稣也在我们当中。
And then Jesus will be in our midst.
所以呢，这是一个扩大为一个两三个人，那我们说这是一个家庭吧。
And so when it becomes two or three people, we consider it as a family.
因为在家庭里面至少两个人。
Because in a family, it includes at least two people.
这个是夫妻两个人才有一个家庭嘛。
Of course, there's a husband and wife that make up a family.
那这样又有一个孩子的话，变三个人。
And then if there is a child, then it becomes three.
那三个人就可以来聚会。
And then three of them can come for service.
我们说这是家庭聚会。
So we also call this a family service.
甚至这个不是教会安排的家庭聚会。
But this is not a family service arranged by the church.
这是我们自己的家，我们自己做一个家庭聚会。
This is our own home and we have our own family service here.
那我们就自己家人啊，我家有两个小孩啊，所以我们就四个人啊，我们的家自己有家庭聚会啊。
And so if for myself, my family has two children, so we four of us have our own family service.
那我们一起聚会呢，就轮流当主持。
And when we have a family service, we will take turns to lead the service.
有时候是我来主持。
Sometimes I will lead the service.
有时候我太太主持。
Sometimes my wife will.
有时候我的儿子主持。
Sometimes my son will.
有时候我的女儿主持。
Sometimes my daughter will.
他们都主持了，很有模有样，好像真的在聚会一样。
And so when they lead, it feels as if it is in a real service.
他们说请大家默祷。
Because they will ask to first pray in silence.
然后再说奉主耶稣圣名开始聚会。
Then in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our service.
然后我们一起唱诗。
Then we sing hymns together.
然后再一起读圣经。
Then we read the Bible.
那请大家分享见证。
And we ask each to share a testimony.
那最后要祷告。
And lastly, we will pray.
啊，请大家开始提出代祷这四项。
And each one will start to tell the prayer request.
好，那就祷告啦。
And then we will pray.
好像一个小时。
And this 1 hour,
this 还是一个家庭聚会。
So it is still a family service.
啊，这是一个两三个人的家庭聚会。
This is a family service of 2 or 3 people.
那再来，我们还扩大一点呢，啊，有一个小区。
So when we expand it a bit more, we will come to a district.
啊，当然我们不知道我们卡加利教会有没有分为区的一个家庭聚会哈。
Of course, we're not sure if in Calgary we differentiate into district services.
啊，我不知道哈，但是我看到地图哈，有东北、西北、东南、西南。
Because we see on the map there's northwest, northeast, southwest, southeast.
啊，如果我们信徒多一点的话，我们就可以东北区、西北区、东南区、西南区，啊，就有四个区的家庭聚会。
So if we have more members, we can have divided into 4 districts in the northwest, northeast, southwest, and southeast.
啊，那这还是一个家庭聚会。
But yet this is still a family service.
再来呢，有个啊，我们要到神所选择的地方。就是教会要来聚会。
And next is coming to the place which has been chosen by God for service, and that is.
我们从这点开始，现在已经慢慢的扩大到一定要到神所选择的地方来聚会了。
Because from an individual, we expand more and more people, and we have to come to a place which God has chosen for us to have service.
这个敬拜神啊，最后都一定要到神所选择的那个教会了。
So in worshiping God, in the end, we need to come to the church to worship God.
我们来看到《生命记》。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy.
生命记十六章
Deuteronomy chapter 16
在这里记载了犹太人啊，一年有三大节期一定要去敬拜神的。
Here records the Jews that one year they have 3 feasts
去敬拜神
to worship God。
啊，我们说这三大节期，第一个就是逾越节，第二是啊五旬节，第三是祝棚节。
First is Passover, second is Pentecost, and third is Feast of the Tabernacle。
啊，那三大节期要敬拜神，要到哪里去敬拜神
？So during these 3 feasts, where do they go to worship God？
好，一样的哈，这三大节期要去敬拜神，那个地方啊，不可以自己乱选。
And likewise here, they cannot simply choose a place they wish to worship God.
也不能说我自己在家里敬拜神就好了。
And they cannot say that as long as it's all right for me to worship God at home.
啊，不可以的。
They cannot do this.
因为这个是规定，一定要神所选择的地方去敬拜。
Because this has been determined that God should choose a place for them to worship.
我们看十六章。
Let's read chapter 16.
十六章第六节。
Chapter 16, verse 6.
只当在耶和华你神所选择要立为他名的居所，晚上日落的时候，乃是你出埃及的时候，献逾越节的祭。
But at the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide, there you shall sacrifice the Passover at twilight and at the going down of the sun at the time you came out of Egypt.
所以在逾越节的夜晚，必须到神所选择立为他名的地方去敬拜神。
So at the twilight of the Passover, the people shall go to the place which God chooses to offer sacrifice.
好，那再来五旬节的时候呢？
And during the Pentecost,
啊，我们看到第十一
，Let's read verse 11.
你和你儿女仆婢，并住在你城里的利未人，以及在你们中间寄居的与孤儿寡妇，都要在耶和华你神所选择立为他名的居所，在耶和华你的神面前欢乐。
You and your son and your daughter and your male servant and your female servant, the Levite who is within your gates, the stranger and the fatherless and the widow who are among you, at the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide.
所以同样的，在五旬节一样来到神所选择的地方去敬拜神。
So likewise, on the Pentecost, that people have to gather at the place which God chooses to worship him.
再来第三个是祝棚节。
And third is the Feast of Tabernacles.
我们看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
在耶和华所选的地方，你当向耶和华你的神守节七日，因为耶和华你神在你一切的土产上和你手里所办的事上要赐福于你，你就非常的欢乐。
7 days you shall keep a sacred feast to the Lord your God in the place which the Lord chooses, because the Lord your God will bless you in all your produce and in all the work of your hands, so that you surely rejoice.
同样的又谈到神所选择的地方。
Here likewise mentions that this is the place which the Lord chooses.
所以十六节做一个结论。
So verse 16 is a conclusion.
在你一切的男丁要在除孝节、七七节、祝棚节一年三次，在耶和华你神所选择的地方朝见他，却不可空手朝见。
Three times a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed.
而这个地方后来就是圣殿。
And so this place later on became the Holy Temple.
那也就是我们今天的教会。
And that is the church today.
因为这个教会已经奉献给神了。
Because the church has been dedicated and offered to God.
所以这是圣殿。
So this is the Holy Temple.
当然我们知道这个圣殿呢并不是神要居住的地方。
Of course we know, however, that this holy temple is not the place which the Lord necessarily
would.
Because the Lord fills the whole universe.
虽然我们盖圣殿并不是要给神住的。
So when we build a holy temple, it is not for God to dwell in it.
因为哪里有办法容纳的神呢？
Because there is no place which can contain God.
所以呢所罗门王建造圣殿以后他在向神祷告。
So after Solomon built the holy temple, he prayed to God.
当时他花了多少的财宝多少的金钱跟人工，来用了七年的时间才建造这个圣殿。
Because Solomon used a lot of wealth, a lot of human energy, to build the holy temple in 7 years.
但是他最后向神要奉献这个圣殿他还有一个很重要的祷告。
But when Solomon was dedicating the temple to God, he had a very important prayer.
我们看列王记上第八章。
Refer to 1 Kings chapter 8.
列王记上第八章就记载了所罗门王建造圣殿以后，他要向神祷告。
And First Kings chapter 8 records the prayer of King Solomon to God after he built the temple.
我们看27节。
Let us read verse 27.
第八章27节。
Chapter 8 verse 27.
神果真住在地上吗？看哪，天和天上的天尚且不足你居住的，何况我所建的这殿呢？28节。
Verse 28.
唯求耶和华我的神垂顾仆人的祷告祈求，俯听仆人今日在你面前的祈求祈祷跟呼吁。29节。
Verse 29.
愿你昼夜看顾这殿，这是你应许立为你名的居所，求你垂听仆人向此处祷告的殿。30节。
Verse 30.
你仆人和你民以色列向此处祈祷的时候，求你在天上你的居所垂听而赦免。
Verse 27 But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this temple which I have built? Verse 28. Yet regard the prayer of your servant and his supplication, O Lord my God, and listen to the cry and the prayer which your servant is praying before you today. Verse 29. That your eyes may be opened toward this temple night and day, toward the place of which you said, My name shall be there, that you may hear the prayer which your servant makes toward this place. Verse 30. And may you hear the supplication of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. Hear in heaven your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive.
所以呢，这是圣殿，是立为神的是神的地上的居所。
So the temple contains the name of God, and it is it is on earth.
但是其实这是不是真正的居所了。
But this is not truly the dwelling place of God.
神住在天上，天上和天上的天都还不够他居住啊。
Because God dwells in heaven, and even the heaven of heavens cannot contain him.
那何况这个圣殿呢？这算什么呢
？So how much even less this temple is nothing.
那今天我们的教会那比所罗门王的圣殿更小了。
And of course, our church today is much smaller than the temple of.
可能我们更没有我们绝对没有像什么样圣殿的那么辉煌那么的壮观
And perhaps our church is not as grand as the temple at that time.
今天我们还在地下室聚会啊。
Today we are still having service in the basement.
但是我们将来一定会到楼上去的。
And the future we will go, perhaps we'll go upstairs.
我们相信神一定会带领啦。
We believe that God will lead us and guide us.
可是呢，我们今天呢，重要的神要看到了，已经不是这个物质上的殿了。
But today, what God looks at is no longer this physical temple.
因为最重要的是我们要向神祈求敬拜的心
Because what is more important is the heart of our prayer and worship towards God.
所以我们要在这个地方来向神祷告。
So in this place, we gather to pray to God.
求神垂听我们在这里祷告的声音。
And we ask the Lord to listen and hear our prayers.
神在天上的居所就会垂听而赦免。
And God's dwelling place in heaven, from there He will hear us and He will forgive us.
所以我们来教会来到神的殿来祷告，这个敬拜呢，有特别的功效。
So being coming to church for worship and service has a special effect in our worship.
当然，我们在家里也可以敬拜。
Of course, at home we can have our own worship.
我们在家里也要祷告。
At home we can also pray.
当然，我们有所有的家庭聚会。
In the home, we can have our own family service.
当然，我们一定要到教会啊，到神的殿啊，到神的名啊，来向神祷告。
Next, we should also come to the church of God, the place where His name is, to worship Him and to pray to Him.
那所以所罗门王在这里啊做圣殿的奉献的时候，他就这样的祷告。
So this was Solomon's prayer when he dedicated the temple.
真的呢，这个圣殿呢啊，如果是敬拜神的人呢、啊，在这个圣殿的祷告都蒙垂听了。
Because for those who are true worshippers of God, in this temple, when they pray to God, their prayers will be heard.
只是后来以色列人啊犯罪了。
Is that later on the Israelites had sinned.
啊，甚至后来神也把这个圣殿也抛弃了。
And in the end, the Lord Jesus, God had abandoned this temple.
后来他就被所罗啊被巴比伦呢把它毁灭掉。
And later on, Babylon destroyed the temple.
那一直到耶稣的时代，西律王又把它重建圣殿。
And until the time of
Jesus,
the Lord Jesus, that King Herod, he rebuilt the temple.
啊，然后这个新约建造圣殿，后来在主后70年又被罗马啊把它毁灭掉。
And in AD 70, that it was later on destroyed by the Roman government.
啊，毁掉只是在一面墙，就是现在的哭墙，就是叫西墙啊。
And later on, what is left today is a Wailing Wall.
啊，这是西墙啊。
It's a west wall.
好，那今天如果你到耶路撒冷啊，就会去那个地方去观光。
And so today, when people visit Jerusalem, they will go to that place.
很多人都到那个墙旁边祷告，然后就把他的祷告文呢写成那纸条，然后打成圆圈，然后塞在那个墙壁的缝里面呢。
And when people will come to this wall to pray, they will write their prayers on a little note, and they will put it into the cracks of the wall.
但是我们今天呢，重要的是我们的心要到神的啊。殿里面啊，到了教会啊，要来敬拜神。
But what is more important today is that our heart has to enter, the temple of God, and we have to come to church for service.
这是神所规定的。
And this has been determined by God.、
啊、这个不是我们自己讲的。
This is not something that we say ourselves.
我们只要遵照神的吩咐去做，就会得到福气啊。
Because as long as we do according to the commandment of God, then we will be blessed.
神规定一定要到神所选择的居所来敬拜，来守节气。
Because God has is determined that we shall go to the place which he has chose for us to gather there to worship him.
这是神规定的嘛？
This has been determined by God.
所以呢，我们要从个人的祷告啊，个人的敬拜。
So from our
开始
we have to start and begin from our own individual prayers and worship.
然后再来到家庭的聚会敬拜。
And then we can have our own family worship.
在小区的聚会敬拜。
And then we can have a district worship.
好，那再来到教会来聚会敬拜。
But of course, then we come to church to have our worship.
那你们当然就是要领受神的话语。
Now, of course, the purpose is to receive the word.
当然要向神祷告。
And of course, we also need to pray.
啊，当然要向神唱诗。
And of course, we need to sing hymns to God.
啊，这些都是我们的敬拜啊的内容。
And this is the content of our worship.
好了，那我们将有关人的有关神的敬拜这条线，我们就做到了。
And so when we do this, we are able to fulfill the line which is connects man and God.
这个是直的这条线已经做到了。
The vertical line of the cross, we are able to do.
我们想第二个目的。
But the second purpose is what we're going to talk about.
来聚会也必须有人跟人的交通。
When we come to service, we also have communication between man and man.
那我们呢，来到来教会聚会，也要跟人的交通呢，我们会有人的问题。
So when we come to church for service and we communicate with others, with man, then there will be problems.
因为人跟人呢、就有是非的问题。
Because among men, among people, there are always problems of gossip.
可能会有些摩擦。
And there's also some frictions.
啊，所以在圣经里面说，我们有时候人啊，就好像舌头跟牙齿啊，是很好的朋友啊。
The Bible says that as a man is like the relationship between the tongue and the teeth, they are good friends.
好，因为我们吃的东西啊，就需要牙齿跟舌头两个配合，才能够把这个食物呢咀嚼，然后把它吞下去啊。
Because when we eat food, we need the tongue and the teeth to coordinate to chew the food in order to swallow it.
可是有时候呢，不小心的时候啊，那个牙齿还是会咬到舌头啊。
But sometimes carelessly, we may accidentally bite our tongue.
然后咬到又哇，好痛啊！
When you bite a tongue, it is very painful.
这个时候呢，这个舌头会抗议吗
？At that time, will the tongue try to defend itself?
它还是跟牙齿还要继续做好朋友啊。
But no, the tongue will continue to be the friend of the teeth.
因此呢，人跟人之间有时候会有一些问题产生呐、啊。
So among people, always oftentimes there may be some problems which arise.
可是呢，我们的教会里面要敬拜神以外，我们还要跟弟兄姐妹的交通来往啊。
But when you come to church, besides worshiping God, we still need to communicate with our brothers and sisters.
那要怎么办呢？就是要用爱心啊，才能够彼此来往。
And so how are we able to do this? We need to use love to communicate.
那爱是什么?
What is love?
啊，这个是哥林多前书十三章啊。
Now this is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
啊，爱是凡事啊包容。
And love is able to always
包容。
Tolerate and accept.
十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13.
我觉得这段呢、啊，爱的诗篇啊，真的我们要常常念，常常背诵啊。
And so it is indeed, true that we should always try to read and read these verses here. Let's read verse 7.
爱是凡事包容。
Love bears all things.
第二个是爱是凡事相信。
And love also believes all things.
是爱是凡事盼望。
Love hopes all things.
爱是凡事忍耐。
It endures all things.
那结论是爱是永不止息。
The conclusion is that love never fails.
所以这个爱呢，就是我们人跟人之间最重要的基础。
And love is the most important foundation of the relationship of between men.
啊，所以呢，我们人跟人之间如果有什么嫌隙啊，有些交啊摩擦，有些啊得罪的时候怎么办？
So when we have some conflicts and if we have done wrong against one another among people, what shall we do?
我们这个时候要用爱心来彼此包容。
At this time, we should bear with one another in love.
那用爱心来彼此饶恕。
And use love to forgive one another.
因为主耶稣是怎么饶恕我们的？
Because how did the Lord Jesus forgive us?
主耶稣是怎么爱我们的？
How the Lord Jesus loved us.
啊，主耶稣是怎么包容我们的？
How the Lord Jesus has endured with us.
我们要用主耶稣对待我们的方法来对待我们的弟兄姐妹，这样的话就容易过关了。
And we should use this, the way that the Lord Jesus treats us to treat one another, treat our brothers and sisters in order to
overcome this.
Because if we use our own ways, our own thoughts, we are unable to love others.
那再来呢，我们啊，在教会啊，也会有看到人的软弱。
And next, in church, we will see the weaknesses of others.
也许呢，啊，这个软弱还是一个讲道的人的软弱。
Perhaps, this weakness is from the one who gives a sermon.
啊，所以有的人呢，啊，因为那个人讲道，所以我不要来聚会。
And some people do not want to come to church anymore because of the one who delivers the sermon.
啊，当然，这是我们当传道要常常警惕自己的。
Because, of course, this is a warning that we have to be aware of as preachers.
所以我们传道的讲道理，我们自己要努力，要实行在生活上，这样才能够，啊，让信徒。能够接受我们的讲道啊。
Therefore, when we preach, we should carry this out in our daily life as well, so that the believers are able to accept our sermons.
但是总是有一些软弱的人呐、啊，他们会讲道，可是他们做不到。
But there are still some people who are weak that they may know how to deliver sermons, but they cannot do or carry out the teaching.
所以这样的人，有的人就不要来聚会了。
And because of that, some people no longer want to
church. 他说那个人讲道都自己做不到的，那干嘛我要去听他讲呢？
Now these people, the believers will say that the person who delivers sermon doesn't even do what he says, so why should I come to church anymore?
但是主耶稣预先告诉我们说还是要来啊。
But the Lord Jesus has first told us that we still have to come.
我们看马太福音二十三章。
Let's refer to Gospel of Matthew chapter 23.
马太福音二十三章第一节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 23 verse 1.
马太二十三章第一节
Matthew chapter 23 verse 1
那时耶稣对众人和门徒讲论说文士和法利赛人坐在摩西的位上第三节
verse 3
凡他们所吩咐你们的你们都要谨守遵行但不要效法他们的行为因为他们能说不能行
verse 1 then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples verse 2 saying the scribes and the Pharisees sit at Moses' seat verse 3 therefore whatever they tell you to observe that observe and do but do not do according to their works for they say and do not do
这里说到文士跟法利赛人都会研究圣经
so here it says the scribes and the Pharisees they study the scriptures
所以他们坐在摩西的位上在教导别人
so that is why they sit in Moses' seat to teach others
他们都在讲道
and they deliver sermons
那我们、要不要来听呢
So do we want to come and listen?
这里就是说还是要来听啊。
Here it says that you still have to come and listen.
啊，因为他们所吩咐的是神的话语。
Because whatever they command are the words of God.
所以我们要领受是神的话语。
So what we are receiving is the words of God.
所以呢，所吩咐的是神的话，我们要谨守遵行。
So whatever they speak of and command, those are the words of God, and we shall observe.
但是不要效法他们的行为。
But we shall not observe and do according to their words.
因为他们能说不能行。
Because They say and do not do.
所以呢，他们所说的我们要听，而且要来遵行。
So it means that whatever they say, we have to hear, listen, and also do it.
但是他们的行为不要效法。
But we do not imitate their deeds.
他们的行为将来要被神审判。
Because the works and the deeds will be judged by God in the future.
那神要如何审判？那交给神嘛，不必我们替他担心了。
And because judgment, we can just entrust this to God, and we don't have to worry for them.
所以我们还是要聚会。
So we still have to come for.
我们还是要跟弟兄姐妹交通。
We still need to communicate with brothers and sisters.
不要因为文士跟法利赛人而跌倒了。
We should not fall because of the scribes and Pharisees.
再来呢，教会啊，当时哥林多教会还有一个软弱。
At that time, the church in Corinth also had another weakness.
他们的聚会哦，好像很虔诚敬拜神。
During the service, it seems that they are so reverent and that they worship God.
啊，那敬拜神的部分很好。
The portion where they worship God is very good.
但是呢，他们人跟人之间呢就有问题了。
However, there are problems among the believers.
他们人跟人之间呢有分门结党的事情。
Because between the people there was divisions.
所以呢，他们这样的聚会就变成是各党派，所以他们的聚会没有得到益处，反而是受损了。
And because of this, they were in their own little groups, and therefore they did not benefit from their worship.
我们看嘛，哥林多前书十一章。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
十一章十七节
，Chapter 11 verse 17
到十九节
，to verse 19。
哥林多前书十一章十七节
，First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 17。
我现今吩咐你们的话，不是称赞你们，因为你们聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。十八节
，verse 18。
第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类。我也稍微的信这话。十九节，在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。
17. Now in giving these instructions, I do not praise you, since you come together not for the better, but for the worse. Verse 18. For first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and in part I believe it. Verse 19. For there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you.
这里说哥林多教会的聚会呢，没有比较好啊，得到好处，反而是比较差，受了亏损啊。
So here it says that the services or the worship in the church of Corinth are not for the better, but in fact for the worse.
那这个聚会不就没有价值的，反而是受亏损，那不是宁可不要聚会吗？
So does this not mean that since there is loss in coming to service and worship, that it is better not to have the worship?
但是保罗却没有叫他们不要聚会了。
But Paul here did not tell them to stop having service.
保罗还是说还是要聚会。
Paul says that they should still continue to have service.
但是呢现在如何要改进啊，不要再做这种分门别类分门结党的事情，以后那你们的聚会就会得到帮助了。
And so Paul encourages them how to no longer have divisions, and if they are able to do this, then they will be good.
就像我们在吃东西的时候，有的时候会噎到了。
Sometimes when we eat something, we may choke.
可是我们不能噎到一次以后就以后都不吃饭啊。
But it does not mean that after we have choked once, then we no longer eat anymore in the future.
我们还是要吃饭啊。
Because we still continue to eat.
只是以后呢，要小心不要再噎到了。
Just that in the future when we eat, we have to be more careful not to choke again.
那同样的聚会的时候，哎，有人受了亏损，有人有分门结党的事情了。
Just in other words, as well that when there is service, perhaps there are divisions among the people.
但是保罗说，保罗并不是叫他们不要聚会。
But Paul did not ask them to stop.
因为聚会还是很重要啊，还是要敬拜神，还是要彼此交通啊。
Because service is still very important, that the people still need to worship God and also communicate.
啊。但是要如何改进呢？
But how are they able to improve and
change? 就是不要再分门结党。
And that is no longer to be divided.
我们看哥林多前书第一章。
Let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
他们分了四个党啊。
They had four different factions.
我们看哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章的十一节。
Chapter 1 verse 11.
因为格莱士家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们来说，你们中间有纷争。十二节，我的意思就是你们个人说，我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。十三节，基督是分开的吗？保罗为你们定了十字架吗？你们是奉保罗的名受了洗吗？
Verse 11, for it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of close household, that there are contentions among you. Verse 12, now I say this, that each of you says, I am of Paul, or I am of Apollos, or I am of Cephas, or I am of Christ. Verse 13, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul?
当然都不是啦。
Of course not.
没有人是奉耶保罗的名来受洗的。
No one was baptized under the name of Paul.
我们都是奉耶稣的名受洗。
We are all baptized in the name of Jesus.
我们都是属基督的。
We all belong to Christ.
可是这个很奇怪啦，竟然其中有个党派说我是属基督的呢。
And this is very strange, because one of the factions even say that they belong to Christ.
前面这三个我们都很了解，这是人嘛。
Because the three of the people before, we understand that they are just people.
我是属保罗的，因为保罗是很会传福音的。
I am of Paul because Paul preaches very well.
所以我很喜欢传福音，我跟保罗一样的。
So I like to preach the gospel, so I want to be like Paul.
但我属亚波罗的。
And some would say that I belong to Apollos.
亚波罗不是研究圣经的。
Because Apollos studies the scriptures.
所以我很喜欢研究圣经，我属亚波罗的这一派。
I like to study the scriptures, so I belong to the faction of
Apollos. 那我属彼得、基法的。
Some say I am of Cephas or Peter.
因为彼得、基法会行神迹。
Because Peter or Cephas, he can perform miracles.
而且他是主耶稣的门啊，使徒啊的第一个啦，一个受召的一个使徒啊。
And he was the first disciple called by Jesus.
哦，那因为有一派人说我是属基督的。
And another faction says I am of Christ.
为什么属基督变成一个派？
Why does belonging to Christ become its own group or faction?
因为他属基督以后，他把别人看不起了，说你们不是属基督的，就把别人排斥在外。
Because they look down on others who say that they are not of Christ, so they think that they are of Christ, so they can look down on the others.
所以呢，把自己属基督的变成抬高的属灵的骄傲。
And so when they think that they are of Christ, they lift up and are proud of their spiritual status.
所以看不起别人。
So they look down at others.
那变成还是一个党派。
So then it becomes like a faction.
真正属基督的应该是包括全教会的人呐、啊，都每个人都是属基督的，这个怎么会分党派呢？
But in fact, truly those who belong to Christ is all the believers of the church because there's no division in Christ.
但是哥林多教会只有这样的软弱了。
But the church of Corinth has this weakness.
所以呢，他们的聚会没有得到好处，反而受了亏损。
And so the service did not benefit or was for the better, but rather it was for the worse.
可是现在要如何突破这样的一个党派呢？
However, how will they break through such divisions and factions?
因为党派呢，就是有一些党山头啦，成为他们的领袖。
Because having divisions and factions is that they have a leader.
而这个领袖呢，就其实这个领袖他们自己是无辜的啊。
Because actually the leaders themselves are quite innocent.
因为保罗也没有说要成为一个党派啊。
Because Paul did not want his
himself to be a faction. 他们都很谦卑啊。
Apollos and Peter, they are very humble people.
可是更多教会有些信徒呢，自己要去把自己归类成哪一个党派。
But there were some believers in the church of Corinth that wanted to form their own faction.
我们要如何突破这些党派之间的分别呢？
How do we break through these divisions and factions?
有一个很重要的方法。
There's a very important way.
就是要谦卑下来。
Is to humble ourselves.
就是不要去论断别人。
Not to judge others.
因为去论断的话就会有高低的差别。
Because when we judge others, then there will be differences in their status.
就会我自己就抬高了，别人就降低了。
Because then naturally we will lift up ourselves and we will put down others.
那个论断呢，就会造成党派的一个分别的。
So when we judge, then it will cause divisions and factions.
但是我们如果都很谦卑，我们都很低。
But when we are, if we are humble and we are brought low,
我们都看别人比自己强。
And if we are considering others stronger and better than ourselves,
我们看腓立比书第二章。
Let's refer to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第三节。
Verse 3.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
因此我们呢，如果能够谦卑的看别人比自己强，那怎么可能会结成党派啊？
So if we are able to humble ourselves and to esteem others better than ourselves, then how are we able to have factions?
那个时候党派当然就分解了。
And at the time if we are able to do this, then the factions will be resolved.
我们都尊重别人啊。
And because we will start to learn to respect others.
那这样的话彼此互相尊重。
So in this way we will respect one another.
那这个教会就合一了。
Then this church will be united.
因为我们大家都回到基督的心为心。
Because everyone returns to the mind and heart of Christ.
这是第一节。
This is in verse 5.
我们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Because let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
那基督的心就是谦卑仆人的一个心呢。
Because the heart and mind of Jesus Christ is the heart of a servant, a heart of humility.
这第六节以下所记载的，他本来有神的形象。
And this is recorded in verse 6 onwards that he, in fact, was initially had the image of God.
但是他虚己呀，第七节说他反而虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
But in verse 7 it says that he made himself of no reputation in taking the form of a bondservant.
成为人的样式。
And coming in the likeness of man.
然后自己卑微。
And he himself made himself lowly.
然后存心顺服以至于死。
And he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death.
这是耶稣给我们留下的榜样。
This is the example which Lord Jesus has
given us. 学习耶稣, 我们就谦卑了。
So when we learn to be like Jesus, we will be humble.
而且我们成为仆人,
and then we will become servants.
仆人是要服侍,
the servants will serve.
所以我们要如何想到教会里面我要如何服侍别人?
So in church, we will think of how we are able to serve others.
那这样的话,我们哪里会分党派呢?
And if we do this, how we will not become divided.
而且我服侍你呢,你也服侍我。
Because if I serve you, then you will also serve me.
那我们彼此就更相爱了。
And then we will be more loving towards one another.
这就用爱心来彼此服侍。
So this is to serve one another with love.
我们就不要再计较彼此之间的差别。
And we should no longer take into account our differences.
也不要再去做判断说谁的地位比较高低。
And try not to judge and to see who has a higher position.
我们只想到说我可以为你服侍什么。
But rather we should think, how are we able to serve you?
这样的聚会就一定有人的交通, 而且得到的爱的滋润。
And in such a service where we have communication between man and man, and also there will be love.
这就是聚会最好的一个目的了。 And
so this is the greatest purpose of service.
我们又可以跟神敬拜,
because we can worship God.
从个人一直到教会,
from our individual worship until we come to the church for worship.
然后又跟人之间的交通来往,
but we can also communicate with one another.
我们又用爱心彼此服侍,
and that with love we are able to serve one another.
这个服侍不用计较,
and we do not take account about this, service of others.
我给你比较多,
we should not mind too much of other services of whether or not we have given more or they have given more.
如果这样计较的话,
because if we are always mindful and always care about these things, then it will cause problems.
我们不要去计较,
we should not count or take account if we have given others more and if they have given us more.
真的那个爱不是用物质的东西来衡量的,
because indeed love is not measured by physical things.
爱是一个心,
love,
心的意的表达,
comes from our hearts.
甚至觉得说一杯凉水就会让人家很感动啊。
And even the Lord Jesus says that one glass of water is able to move and touch.
耶稣说了给小子中的一杯凉水他这个人一定会得赏赐的。
And that Jesus said that the one who gives a glass of water to the least of these, they will be rewarded.
主耶稣你说到幕后有大审判一个是右边是绵羊左边是山羊。
And the Lord Jesus said on the last day that there will be a great judgment. On the right side is the lambs and on the left side is the goats.
那么绵羊的就得救了。
And the sheep will be saved.
那山羊就不能得救。
The goats will not be saved.
他们的差别就是爱心。
Their difference is in their love.
他们的爱是爱在小子中一个最小的身上。
Because one of the because they love the least of the people.
而是坐在主耶稣的身上啊。
And by doing this, they are doing it upon the Lord Jesus.
所以我们彼此相爱呢，是坐在主耶稣身上那。 我们真的好好地把握这个机会啊。
So when we are loving one another, we are doing this on and upon the Lord Jesus. So we need to take hold of this opportunity.
所以一杯凉水也可以做爱心的服侍。
Even a glass of water is able, we are able to use that as a servitude of love.
可是一杯凉水跟一杯可乐哪个比较贵?
But if we compare a glass of water and a glass of Coke, which one is more expensive?
当然, Coke比较贵啊。
Of course, the Coke is more expensive.
可是我喜欢喝水，我不要喝 Coke.
But I like to drink water, not Coke.
因为喝水对我身体比较有帮助，不会有负担。Coke喝以后，可能也有问题啊。Because
water is more healthy for my body, whereas Coke may cause problems.
可是有人说, Coke 要钱，凉水不要钱。
But some people may say Coke costs money and water doesn't cost money.
所以呢，这不是用金钱，你不是用用它的价格来衡量的。
So when we see this, we do not measure what we do by money or to measure it.
我们是真的用爱心来帮助他的需要。
But we use our love to help the need of others.
这样的聚会真的很有价值。
And such a service is very valuable.
也可以敬拜神。
We are able to worship God.
也可以彼此服侍,彼此相爱。
We are able to serve one another and also love one another.
我们都很喜欢来到这个神的家。
And then we'll naturally really love and like coming to the house.
所以如果有停止习惯的人呢, 我们要彼此劝勉。
So if we know people who have the habit of stopping to come for service, then we should exhort one another.
但是感谢神啊, 我们现在啊, 大家都在聚会啊。
But thanks God that all of us here have come for service.
所以有人啊, 在聚会啊, 说, 或者说传道我们都来聚会的，你还叫我们不要停止聚会，我们都已经来了，那你是白讲了吗？
So some people may say, oh, preacher, we have come for services, and is it just a waste of time that you are speaking of the topic to never cease coming to service?
这个不是白讲了，我们叫做预防。
This is not in vain or a waste of time, but rather this is
预防针
is a preventive measure.
或者因为我们说那个医疗有两种啊。
Because we know that medical treatments there are two types.
一种是治疗，因为你有病毒，你生病了，我要治疗。
And first is a type of therapy because you have a specific illness, so you need it to be treated.
那第二个叫做预防医疗。
And the
预防的医学。
And the second stream is the preventive medicine.
好，所以我们现在在做预防。
But, so now we are taking preventive measures.
我们今天听的这道理是要预防以后我们不要软弱。 而造成不聚会的现象。
The sermon or teachings that we hear today is to help us to prevent so that we will not stop coming or cease attending services in the future.
我们要来聚会敬拜神。
Because we do want to come to worship God.
我们要来聚会跟人交通,
we want to come to services, to communicate with one another, and to love one another.
爱的道理,
and to learn the teachings of love. And this is what the Lord Jesus wants us to learn. But it's also in Him.
180.